first, let's say that we're doing this one before the Brighton game. And I think that's an important thing, because what I think is that at some point there's going to be a big mistake. At some point he's going to pass to them, or he's going to pass to someone who then just passes to them, and then the ball's in the back of the net, and then that's when the pressure starts. But I'm fine with that, in that I completely get the game that's being played by the manager, by the goalkeeper, by the team, that we've got to accept that that is going to happen at some point. And in many senses, if it happens at a specific time in a game, for instance, it's the goal that brings someone 3-1 at Anfield, 3-1 down, not 3-1 up, then it's actually no bad thing, because it'll encourage opposition sides to push up more and more, put them under more and more pressure, and then we look to play out more and more. So my big Alisson thing is that I think, you know, I'd love to see him make a great save, but I also like a Liverpool side that doesn't give opposition's opportunities to create chances that need a great save. But my thing is that when he does make the mistake, when the mistake is made because of what he does and how he plays, we've all just got to do the same thing that he'll do, that the team will do. We've just got to all shrug our shoulders and go, yeah, it's sound, let's just crack on and play some footy.
And what do you think the chances are of that actually happening?
I think if it happens at the right time, I think it could be all right. I think if it happens at home against Manchester City on the 6th of October and they're 2-0 up now, it won't be.
See, I'm going to dive in on it. I don't think it'll happen as soon as you think. Only because, despite the how high risk a game he plays, he made zero mistakes last year. Like zero errors leading to goals last year. That's in the Champions League, that's in the Serie A. Yeah. Right through. I think a lot of what he does looks risky. I think he's far more confident in his own ability than yourself. I remember when Carrius first arrived in his first game at Tranmere, he only stopped a certain goal by diving, heading the ball off his own line, having passed it across. I'm with you in so much as I'd like to see him make a big save. I think I find it interesting, because I always think he's kept two clean sheets so far. And this season, I remember Mingele's debut, if you remember, and he made that penalty save. We won the game 1-0. We won the following four games 1-0, I think. Or we kept four clean sheets anyway on the spin. But it never felt half as secure as what it does now.